What would you call a person who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before? You'd say he's a
stranger.
And what about the name of the mother of Jesus in the Bible? Her name was, begins with an M. Or Mary.
Mary.
Okay. Do you remember what the wife of Abraham in the Bible was named? Sarah. Okay. I wanted to ask you, we were talking about preachers and things yesterday. Have you ever heard a person call a person a jackleg preacher?
Yes, a lot of times.
What does that mean?
Well, we not got no church. And they've never been ordained for a preacher. And that's why they call him a jackleg. Because they got no church. He just move on from church to church, and some of the pastors, you know, they didn't preach a song or run the Bible. So he never been ordained. Get endowed a preacher. But if you want a deacon in the church, you got to treat him a, you know, holy meeting for him to be a deacon. He is called to be a different man, I'm saying.
Could you have a jackleg lawyer or a jackleg doctor?
I don't know about no lawyer. Never been in jail, never been arrested in my life. I know what's done about
it. Okay. What about the man who presides over the county court? He's the...
I don't even know what he is.
Or he's the probate...
I don't know his name. I don't know
where. Or is he just a judge?
I just don't know him.
Okay. What about a person like me who goes to school? You call him a...
A scholar.
Yes.
A student. Boy.
Yes, ma'am. And what about a lady who types and files and...
Says she's a typewriter.
Okay. And anybody who's born in the United States, you'd say he's an American. Anybody born in this country, you'd say we're all American. Say we're all Americans. If you're born in this country, you're an American.
Yeah, I'm born in this country. This time. I sit down, I go to sleep, shows there.
Is that right?
I have to keep a moving.
Uh-huh. What about, I was asking yesterday about parts of the body. You say, this is my right. Mm-hmm. My right. Mm-hmm. What?
That's your right hand.
Okay. And this is my right.
Yeah.
Whole thing is my right.
That's right.
Okay. I'll ask you about this expression. Say if a man's been sick, but he's getting a little better, somebody might say, well, he's up and around now, but he still looks a little bit...
Looks thin. I would just say he looks awful thin.
Right. But what about a man who can lift heavy weights? You say he's mighty.
He's stout. He's got good health.
Okay. But what about a man who always got a smile on his face and nice things to say about him?
Say he's friendly.
Okay. Or a little boy who's always bumping into things and tripping around over his feet. You say he sure is mighty.
You say he got a lot of life in him.
What about a man who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it? You say he's just an old...
He said he closed.